and things of this nature. I'm not familiar with the court cases. I would guess probably half go in favor of the people against nightly rentals, and maybe half go to the people in favor of nightly rentals. I have no idea. You've heard all the complaints about, you know, loud noises, F-bombs going, you know, all of that stuff. Sure, you call the sheriff. Frankly, it just depends on how mad you get and how late it is at night. But I get to the point where calling the sheriff, I just feel like this is like a domestic issue, I'd say. And so you call the sheriff, who, you know, should be out solving robberies and that sort of stuff. Again, the residents, this is our homestead. We just want to have a nice neighborhood. That what we had before, the real estate agents and property managers in our area have gone into a frenzy practically. It's like a feeding frenzy. Boy, let's get these houses listed so we can sell them as nightly rentals, so we can sell them as investment properties. Well, that's a neighborhood out there, and I don't like to think it's an investment property with absentee owners. I guess that's about all I have to say. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Yeah, you got any questions? No.
Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. Donna Lakey.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Donna Lakey, and I live on the Lemonwood Lane development that you've heard a number of our homeowners address. I'd just like to reiterate that regulation of the nightly rentals is a wise thing. It keeps our single-family residences in order, and there is a problem in our development, as you remember, and it's still continuing, and the gentleman is refusing to abide by the rules and regulations. We're all an older group out there, and we like our quiet and our peace, and it's been disturbed. I know you must be aware that this situation, nightly rental situation, is not just in Taney County. It's become a nationwide concern. It's become in the publications and on the television. So it's something that needs to be addressed not only by us, but by other communities in our area. You've done a good job, and the regulations that you have seem to be, if they could be enforced and regulated, adequate to solve the needs of the community. So I encourage you to consider them very highly. They are good if they can be controlled. We want to survive and live in a nice, comfortable sanctuary. We purchased homes, assuming that the neighborhood remained that way with reasonable consideration. Understand that they are necessary. Nightly rentals are necessary in other areas, but more so in already developed and areas that aren't developed, and the regulations could be adopted and enforced as the development goes on. Just please listen to our plea for good regulations, and consider all that everyone has said to you. Thanks for listening.
Anybody got any questions? No.
And I live next door to one of those nightly rentals. Thank you.
Thank you. Dusty Hall.
Hello. My name is Dustin Hall. I've come before this committee before. I own Sunset Nightly Rentals and Sunset Realty in Branson. A lot of my colleagues here have kind of covered some of the items as far as managers and realtors and properties and values and things. But I do want to stress that with Sunset, my staff sitting here as well, a lot of our employees, and we also all live here local and have families. And I've got a staff of 14 that we've built up, and we've been in Branson and Taney County for 10 years. So with the regulations and things like that, I mean, I think it's been a good system so far, but I do think that over-regulating in the future could pose a problem for Branson and the tourism industry itself. To give you an idea, Sunset over the last 2 years has booked over 18,000 nights and reservations with a small family company. Somebody mentioned earlier that there was hotels available and 40% available, but I would say we probably only book 60% as well, and it's in the same months that those hotels are booking reservations as well. The fall and the spring is tough to book, so you know, I would say a lot of times we're booked as well. And with us as a small company managing 100 units, mostly in Thousand Hills, Point Royal, and developed areas, it's just there's not the room in other spots if there's not companies for ours. And just the tax revenues and different things that are generated. But we're also in Taney County, and we're not some entity or looking to do anything bad to the county, but we're families. My kids are in Branson School, and we're local as well. And, you know, I'm licensed. That's what I went to school to do. And we've done everything by the book. We've done what the county's asked us to do. And we're just here in support. And I'd also want to say that we do support all our homeowners in Branson Creek. So if you have any questions, just you can go ahead and ask me.
Nope.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Justin. Don Phillips. Oh, you did want to speak last, didn't you?
Good evening, gentlemen. Let me get my notes up here.
You got your name? Okay. You looking at me like I've done something wrong.
Interesting conversation tonight. A lot of spirit on both sides of the aisle. You know, one of the things I wanted to do was kind of express to you what it looks like inside of an investor that's a small investor. I have two homes, one in Branson Creek, and I have one in Branson Canyon. And one of the things that we have to do as an investor is we have to do our due diligence. It's incumbent upon us to try and cross all of our T's and dot all of our I's. And when we do that, we go by what the county has recommended. And just to talk about Branson Creek, and that seems to be a little bit of the elephant in the room. I think the residential area over here is a little bit different. I feel for them, and I would tell you that if I were in a retirement community, I'm not sure that I would want a rental home beside me. I'm not positive about that. But it would be incumbent upon me that as I look to buy a retirement place, a villa, a home, whatever it be, as a buyer, it would be incumbent upon me to know whether there's rentals available or not. And I feel that that we as homeowners inside of Branson Creek investors, we did that. And we did it based upon one letter from Bob Atchley. And that was the due diligence that we did, and then also restrictive covenants. And for me, I really have no emotion in the game, because if I would have come to Branson Creek and they would have said, hey, no nightly rentals are available, I would have said, great. No problem, because I was looking at five different properties at that time. That just happened to be the one that was the most attractive. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with making money. And we as vacation rental investors, we reinvest right back into this. We come here on vacation. We found this area because of a vacation. And we fell in love with the area and the opportunities. And we're boaters and we're lake people. And we spend a lot of time on the lake when we come here. And we don't put our boat at Branson Creek. We store it at a storage rental facility. And so we abide by the rules, and we do our very best to make sure that all of our renters do the very same thing. You know, I think it's important to note that when you're selecting either a vacation rental home for investment purposes or you're selecting a vacation rental home, you have to decide, is there renters there? If there are, then that's probably not the place for you. And if it doesn't, you know, like for instance, these folks, their residential area, it doesn't seem like a very good place. If I were looking to invest in that, I wouldn't go there because it doesn't seem like the place I would want to go. It doesn't seem like it's conducive to that. Where we've invested is conducive to that. So appreciate your time this evening. Any questions for me?
Anybody got any questions?
I'd just like to make a comment in reference. You referenced Bob's letter. Mm-hmm. that was sent out. Bob, to confirm, there was some inaccuracies to that letter, correct? As far as the blanket statement that nightly rentals were approved in the Branson Creek subdivision?
I think it might be more appropriate to talk in detail about this during the Branson Creek public hearings, honestly. But basically, in researching this additionally, we did get a legal opinion that since nightly rental was not specifically enumerated within the decision of record, that each property owner would have to seek a Division III special use permit.
So the point of me bringing up the letter, though, if I could address that, was just that when you're doing your due diligence as an investor, for instance, there's a property that's on the market right now that says it's inside of Taney County, and it could possibly be available for nightly rentals. Five-bedroom home, sits by itself, has a pool. But it would have to come before your board. Personally, I don't have an interest in that. I don't want to do that. I want to go somewhere where it seems like it's already been established and there's a history and there's something that I can sink my teeth into and my investment makes sense. I'm 7 hours away from here. That's just a fact. That's where I am. This is where I've decided to invest some of my income into. What I'm referring to about this letter is that when I sat down and I made a purchase, one of the things that I did through due diligence was this letter. And that's why I referred to the letter, because had this letter not been there and it had said, hey, you might be able to rent there, I would have never bought a house there. That answer your question?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sir, do you have a local company that manages your units?
I do not. We manage it ourselves. Two properties. Now we do have, obviously, we have a local plumber, local electrician, local cleaning crew. They all live around here. That's a concern for us. I mean, we've developed relationships with those people, and they certainly pour into the economy on a daily basis.
Anybody else got any questions?
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. You bet.
Okay. Bob, we need to... That's everybody who spoke tonight.
That was my thought.
That would conclude the public hearing on this issue.
No, you don't need to.
We have to announce that that's the end of the public hearing.
Yes,
this is, I guess this is the end of the public hearing.
Are you asking us to leave?
Get out of here.
I know.
Folks, if you're going to visit, go outside. We still got a meeting to run. Thank you.
That
hurts your ears.
No. Hey, I can hear you.
Can we take a 3 minute recess?
Fine.
Can we have a recess?
Yeah. Absolutely. So
you can hear the question. Give me a recess.
I was
recess for 5 minutes.
It was announced that we could possibly vote on it next week, or we could postpone it.
If you want regulation,
it's on the deal.
That's my opinion. I'm a realtor also.
It's on your notification,
and I own
it. I don't know. We'll have to take this matter up and discuss it.
Everybody in control.
It's good to hear from everybody.
Some of the realtors,
I want to know.
That's not good. That is not good. Wouldn't be fair to these guys that's got millions of dollars in these motels.